Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with World News. The headlines. Botswana to hand over 8 cheetahs today for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar takes part in G7 Foreign Ministers meeting on outreach session on energy security and critical minerals in Niagara, Canada. Israel reopens Zikim crossing to allow humanitarian aid into northern Gaza. U.S. Congress approves federal funding package to reopen government after record 43-day shutdown. And in FIDE Chess World Cup, Grandmaster Arjun Erigasai, R. Pragyananda and Pentala Hari Krishna to play round 4 tie breaks in Goa today. Botswana will today honour handover cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko. Our correspondent covering this visit has more on this.
Presidents of India and Botswana will witness the release of the captured cheetahs into a quarantine facility near Gaborone. The event will mark a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. The handover signifies the start of a new chapter in bilateral cooperation in wildlife conservation between the two countries. The cheetahs will remain in the quarantine facility for some time before being translocated to India. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. President Duma Boko had said that this agreement demonstrates the spirit of shared environmental goals and promotion of biodiversity. Thanking Botswana for their support, President Murmu had said that India will take good care of these big cats. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Botswana.
Project Cheetah is a unique initiative aimed at reintroducing cheetahs to India decades after their extinction. In September 2022, 8 cheetahs from Namibia were translocated to Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh, followed by 12 cheetahs from South Africa next year. The majority of these cheetahs have adapted well to their new environment, exhibiting natural behaviours and notably also reproducing. Following the bilateral talks between the two leaders yesterday, an MOU on healthcare and pharmaceuticals was signed. India had also announced the supply of ARV medicines to Botswana to supply its HIV treatment efforts. President Murmu later addressed the parliamentarians of Botswana and visited Diamond Trading Company Botswana. In the evening, a banquet dinner was hosted by the President of Botswana for President Murmu. Today, President Murmu is also scheduled to interact with the members of the Indian community in Botswana before concluding her visit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar took part in the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting on outreach session on energy security and critical minerals in Niagara, Canada last night. During the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar put forth India's perspective and spoke about the need on both issues to mitigate dependence, strengthen predictability and build resilience. He said that greater international cooperation is the only way forward and India is open to working constructively with international partners in this regard. He also noted the unpredictability and market restrictions in global supply. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister attended another Foreign Minister's meeting, outreach session on maritime security and prosperity, where he underlined India's approach to maritime security through Mahasagar Outlook, Indo-Pacific cooperation and port-led development at home. The EAM also highlighted India's emergence as a first responder in the maritime domain and its endeavour to deepen HADR partnerships in Indo-Pacific through joint exercises and logistics agreements. He said the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, UN CLOS, must be upheld. EAM Dr. Jayashankar is on a visit to Canada to participate in the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting with outreach partners at the invitation of the Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Anita Anand. EAM's participation reflects India's continued commitment to working with international partners in addressing global challenges and bolstering the voice of the Global South in international fora. Israel says it has reopened the Zikim crossing to allow humanitarian aid into northern Gaza. The Office of the Coordinator of Government Activities under the Defense Ministry said in a statement that the crossing has been reopened to allow aid trucks into the Gaza Strip. It said all supplies will be delivered by the United Nations and international organizations after undergoing thorough security checks by Israel's Land Crossings Authority. Officials say the decision follows a directive from Israel's political leadership. The UN and aid agencies have repeatedly called for more routes to be opened, warning that northern Gaza has been the hardest hit by the ongoing conflict. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates on the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The United States Congress approved the federal funding package to reopen the government after a record 43-day shutdown. The bill has now been sent to U.S. President Donald Trump for his signature. More from our correspondent.
As per the White House, the U.S. President will be signing the funding bill on camera from the Oval Office. This measure is likely to end the longest ever government shutdown in U.S. history, following weeks of bitter political deadlock over an Obamacare-related program opposed by Republicans. After the bill was passed by the U.S. Senate earlier this week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the funding bill by a vote of 222-209, with nearly all Republicans and a handful of Democrats voting in favor. The legislation ensures that government operations resume immediately and sets up a new funding deadline of January 30 next year. Shagun Chopra for World News.
In FIDE Chess World Cup, Grandmaster Arjun Erigaisai, R. Pragyananda and Pentala Harikrishna will play round 4 tie breaks in Goa today. The games will begin at 3 p.m. Earlier, Arjun played well-contested draw against Peter Liko of Hungary, while Pragyananda played draw against Russia's Daniil Dubov. Similarly, Harikrishna blundered a pawn and found himself in a bit of a pickle, but managed to escape with a draw against Nils Grandelius of Sweden. On the other hand, Pranav Venkatesh got eliminated by Nodirbek Yakubev, while Liam Khang Lee eliminated Karthik Venkatraman. In men's cricket, India will host South Africa for a 2-match test series starting tomorrow. The opening match will be played at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Shubman Gill-led Indian side will look to continue their winning streak against Themba Bavuma's Proteas after a clean sweep against the West Indies at home. The World Test Championship campaign also continues to gather momentum, with India sitting third in the rankings. After beginning their 2025-27 WTC cycle, India registered a 2-2 draw in England, followed by a 2-0 sweep at home against the West Indies. On the other hand, reigning world champion South Africa forced a 1-1 draw in Pakistan last month. Team India's assistant coach Ryan Ten Doshet said the series is a very big step for India in getting to the WTC final next year.
There's no series that you can just take back in and let slip by. And obviously in the context of a World Cup coming up in a couple of months and you know, managing the 3 formats, I'd say this is as important as anything else. And obviously a very big step to us achieving getting to the World Test Championship final next year. So yeah, everyone's looking forward to it. It should be a great contest.
The Sri Lanka Cricket SLC has confirmed that its national team will continue the ongoing tour of Pakistan as scheduled, dismissing speculation of withdrawal after a suicide bombing rocked Islamabad on Tuesday. Team officials clarified that no Sri Lankan player is returning home and replacements would be arranged only if any individual opted out. The SLC said players were reassured following consultations with the Pakistan Cricket Board, PCB, and law enforcement agencies. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Botswana to hand over 8 cheetahs today for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar takes part in G7 Foreign Ministers meeting on outreach session on energy security and critical minerals in Niagara, Canada. Israel reopens Zikim crossing to allow humanitarian aid into northern Gaza. U.S. Congress approves federal funding package to reopen government after a record 43-day shutdown. And in FIDE Chess World Cup, Grandmaster Arjun Erigaisai, R. Pragyananda and Pentala Harikrishna to play round 4 tie breaks in Goa today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.